anoint him with the healing mission ministry of Jesus in that sacrament.
Good morning.
Today is the last day of our summer internship for our seminarian, Joey Austin. He has been with us since the beginning days of May, and he will give us a reflection.
The resurrection is the most significant event in the
gospel story. Only the ordained priests and deacons can give preaching at this time in the Mass. So after communion, we will invite Joey forward to share on the words of the scriptures that we have just heard proclaimed. Let us continue now with our profession of faith.
In Matthew's gospel, the miracle occurs just after Jesus hears about the death of John the Baptist.
I believe.
After hearing of John's death,
God,
Jesus goes to a
Father
place in order
Almighty,
to be alone,
maker
likely
of
to mourn the loss
earth.
Of his relative, the loss of the one who knew who Jesus was before either of them were even born, the one who spoke out in the spirit of Elijah, as Gabriel tells Zechariah in the Gospel of Luke. While he's alone, Jesus sees the crowd at a distance moving toward him, and his heart is moved with pity for them. And so he allows them to come near, and he heals their sick and ultimately performs the feeding miracle. His heart is moved with pity for them, just as his heart was moved with pity at seeing the crowds back five chapters earlier. Back in chapter 9 of Matthew, Jesus is moved with pity at their sight because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And his answer to this is the commissioning of the 12 apostles to go out and minister to the people. The harvest was abundant, but the laborers were few, and so he commissioned the 12. And here is Jesus after having commissioned the 12. He's mourning the loss of the forerunner, the one who was preparing the people for Jesus's mission. And now that John is gone, certainly the imminence of the coming end of his own mission is being felt. John's work is done. He's prepared the people for Jesus. And now the coming end of Jesus's own mission becomes more perceptible. And then Jesus is once again moved with pity at seeing the crowds. Now, 12 chapters later in Matthew, he says to the apostles, while quoting from the book of Zechariah, that all of them will have their faith in him shaken, saying, "For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be dispersed." Whereas before he was moved with pity because of the crowd's present state of being like sheep without a shepherd, now perhaps he's moved because in this moment, he's really feeling what's coming. And so the crowd draws near the one who knows that even those closest to him will, at their darkest hour, be like sheep without a shepherd. So he heals those of the crowd who are sick, and he spends time with these sheep who had come to him. Then comes the moment in the gospel. He himself knew what he was going to do. Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them. Then, after all had their fill, he has the disciples gather the leftover fragments. So they collect them and they fill 12 baskets from the 5 loaves. Of course, 12 relates to the 12 tribes of Israel, and it also relates to the 12 apostles. Now, shortly following the feeding miracle is the Bread of Life discourse. During the discourse, Jesus corrects the crowd regarding Moses, all while turning their minds from bread that perishes toward bread that endures for eternal life. While the crowd tells Jesus that Moses gave their ancestors bread from heaven, Jesus corrects them, saying that it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. The bread from heaven, which Jesus refers to as himself exactly 12 times during the discourse. So 12 apostles commissioned by Christ, 12 baskets full of bread, thanks to the miracle he performed, 12 times calling himself the bread from heaven. Therefore, the feeding of the 5,000 ultimately points toward the abiding gift of himself, the bread from heaven, who is given to us through those men who have been commissioned by God to be his instruments through which Christ keeps his flock together with him.
Thank you very much, Joey. And as this is your last day with us for this internship, we are going to honor you with a reception in our social hall immediately after. Everyone is invited to participate. And just maybe so you intensify your prayer for Joey and two classmates, I believe, who are at St. Meinrad Seminary in southern Indiana, they are preparing for ordination to the diaconate next spring, and then one more year of preparation for ordination to priesthood. So he's coming close. And so as it gets closer to ordination, we need more prayers. So thank you very much for your service to us. And we continue to pray for you and support you and vocations to the priesthood. And maybe somebody out here is inspired to. God works in mysterious ways. Somebody may be hearing a call right now to test out a vocation to priesthood or religious life. One other announcement we have is that we need volunteers for our upcoming faith formation classes. If you are interested in teaching or becoming an adult assistant in our faith formation program, please contact Jessica O'Boyle at the parish office. Please now stand as we have our final blessing. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Hail, guardian of the Redeemer, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. To you, God entrusted his only Son. In you, Mary placed her trust. With you, Christ became man. Blessed Joseph, to us too, show yourself a father and guide us in the path of life. Obtain for us grace, mercy, and courage, and defend us from every evil. Amen.
Our closing hymn is number 733, Lead Me, Lord.